Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha Tzav, that is Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed. And with this Aliyah, we're going to conclude the inauguration of the Mishkan and the inauguration of the Kohanim in the Mishkan as Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded. He did everything he was supposed to do. The Pasuk tells us, Vayikach Moshe Mishemen HaMishcha, and Moshe took from the Shemen HaMishcha, from the anointment oil, Umin Adam HaShal HaMizbech, and from the blood that was on the Mizbech, Vayaz Al Aaron Val Begadav, and he sprinkled it on Aaron on his clothing, Val Bana Val Big Day of Itoy, and on his sons, and on their clothing with him, by Kadesh as Aaron as Begadav, and he sanctified Aaron and his clothing, Vezbana, Vezbig de Bon of Itoy, and his sons, and their clothing with him. Vayer Moshe al Aaron Velbanav, and Moshe said to Aaron and his sons, Bashlas Abasar Pesach El Maid, cook the meat at the entrance to the El Maid, Visham Taych Loisai, and over there you should eat it, Vesalechem, Asher Besal Miluim, and the bread which is in the basket of the Miluim, Kasher Tzivesi Lamer, like I've commanded, saying, Aaron Ubanav Echlu, Aaron and his sons should eat it, Vanoiser Abasar Balachem, and whatever's left over from the meat and the bread, but Ishti Sreifu has to be burned in fire. When we pass Ach Oil Moed, Loi Seitzu Shivas Yamim, and from the entrance of the Oil Moed, you shall not go out for 7 days, Ad Yoyim Eloisi Mei Mulechem, until you complete the days of your inauguration, Ki Shivas Yamim Mimal Es Yedchem, because for 7 days, you are meant to be inaugurated. Kasher Asa Bayoyim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasers L'chaper Aleichem, as he did on this day, so Hashem had commanded to be done, to atone for you, to be a kapara for you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Tziva Hashem Lasers, Kol Shivas Hayamim, this entire 7 day period. Rabbi Seinu Darshu and the Chum explain, Lasais, what does this mean? To be done? Zemasa Parah, this is talking about the cow referring to the Parah Aduma. Lechaper, to atone for, to be a kapara for something. Zemasa Yom Kippurim, this is talking about the whole procedure of Yom Kippur. Olamed, and this teaches us, Shekain Gadol, Ton Prisha, Kaidim Yom Kippurim, Shivas Yamim, that the Kain Gadol needs to be separated 7 days before Yom Kippur, Vechain Akain HaServis HaParah, and so too the Kain that's going to end up burning Parah Aduma, he also has to be separated for 7 days before he does the Savoida. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hey Upezach Oil Moed Teshvu Yomim V'Layla Shivas Yomim. At the entrance of the Oil Moed, you shall sit day and night for 7 days. Ushmartim Es Mishmeres Hashem, and you shall protect. You shall guard the guarding of Hashem. V'Loy Samusu, and then you will not die. Kichein Tzuvesi, for so I have been commanded. Vayas Aaron Ubanav, and Aaron and his sons did. Ace Kol Hadvarim Asher Tziv Hashem Bihad Moshe. Everything that Hashem commanded through Moshe. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayas Aaron Ubanav L'Hagid Shivchan. This speaks of Aaron and his sons' praise. Shaloi Hitu Yamnu Smile. They didn't deviate left or right. They did it exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded them from Hashem. With this, we complete the last Aliyah Parshas Tzav. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.